Okay, State Nation, what's happening out there in Manhattan, Kansas, or you listen to outside of the state of Kansas, Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State coming at you here on this Sunday evening here, the 26th of March, 2023. This is going to be kind of a recap of things to look out for this week's dailies. I'm going to be doing an extra weekly edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Will be coming out tomorrow night. It's going to focus majorly on basketball. Of course, that both teams' seasons came to a close yesterday and Friday night. The women's got eliminated in the WNIT Super 16 by Washington. Again, well, I'm going to save all of that for the bonus edition of the weekly podcast here. And, of course, what can you say about last night? The K-State men's basketball team losing to Florida Atlantic in the Elite Eight. I don't know what it is about Elite Eight and facing an opponent that, no disrespect to Florida Atlantic. Look, Florida Atlantic last night, they wanted more in that second half. Look, it was another nail-biting game in New York City. And it came down to the little things, and Florida Atlantic, got to give it to them. But it's just something about these little no-name teams that it just, whether it's, again, I mean, Jerome Tang, I'm going to say my praises to them in this upcoming edition of the on the podcast there. Bruce Weber and Frank Martin. Man, it's just something about those teams, the Florida Atlantics, the Loyola Chicago's, the Butlers, that just can't get it done. I just can't. And K-State, hey, beyond that, the refs were a joke last night. Beyond the refs last night, we had our chances to seize that game. More on my analysis of that game coming up on the first of two weekly editions of the podcast coming up this week. Track and field doing a lot of damage at the Emporia Relays, which was a three-day event. We'll go over, we'll probably end up, it's just going to be maybe the lad will focus in solely on the last day. That's going to be coming up. And, of course, tennis losing. Once again, did not get a win, match win, in their recent adventure. They will touch on that. And how about K-State baseball here getting a series victory over OU? Needed that. Made a huge rally after, of course, losing a clinker to St. Thomas. You bounce back. You take the series from Oklahoma and what they needed because, of course, when you go back to last weekend, you lost to Baylor. You lost that series to Baylor 2-3. Not 2 games. Lost 2 out of 3 at Baylor, but you get Oklahoma at home here. So you get that game, get that series as well. So a lot on that, more on that to come on the days. Of course, they might be trending, or it's going to be trending. They might be trimming down a little bit, but we'll make sure we get it all in on. That's why we're going to make two weeklies this weekend, or send this week. Man, I am all over the place this week, instead of having dailies every day. You're probably going to see them, notice them. They're going to start to trim a little bit now that I made that statement known. Either it was this week or last week that the dailies, when football and basketball are in the books, because football has been already in books now for a few months now, and now basketball season 2022-23 wrapped up, you're going to see the dailies kind of go down a little bit. But I will be on here. It's going to be two weeklies this week. I will be back on here. You'll hear me again tomorrow. We're going to wrap all this down for you guys. Have one big weekly, and of course, Alex will have a second one on Thursday. We'll record on Thursday, and that won't be out until Friday. So, but the one I'm recording will be up, recorded tomorrow, and be posted later on Monday night there as well. So definitely a little bit of change up for the podcast moving forward with the women's basketball team and men's basketball programs season ending on a losing note in the postseason WNIT and NCAA tournament, more respectfully there. And shout out to track and field. They racked up some hardware at Emporia State. So we'll get to all that and more coming up on this week's Purple Project Podcast episodes, wherever you find your podcast. If you're new, you're just discovering this podcast, you want to subscribe, do that. Do it right now. It's going to be a little bit of change up here from what I've been doing for the last several months now. The dailies might possibly go to 3 days a week instead of five. And, of course, weeklies once a week. But this week, we're going to bump it to two. And I'll share my analysis on the women's basketball game, what took place in Seattle. And, of course, break down what went wrong with the Cats, why they couldn't make one or two more plays better than Florida Atlantic in last night's heartbreaking Elite Eight loss to the Owls there, which, again, that streak now for the K-State is now 54 years now that we have not gotten to the Final Four. But, hey, man, the future is bright, and I definitely like what Jerome Tang and his team did from a loss perspective. Really look back and kind of from that perspective and just for the future for that program. So, and I also posted something on my Facebook status yesterday as well, if you have not caught that as well. I'll get into all that on Monday's edition of the weekly podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, which I believe will be episode 152. They could be as a special guest. I could rack up a special guest for episode 153, which will be out on Friday. So we'll see. I definitely have someone in mind for that. We'll see if that all pans out later on. But it's going to be another big week for the podcast as well. So you want to make sure you subscribe. And feel free, also, K-State Nation, to leave us a rating or review if you want to. We only allow 3, 4, 5 stars. Let's be honest here. 5 would be great. Awesome. But 3, 4, 5, we'll take it. 1 or 2 stars, no, we will not take that. But it helps us get better with this podcast. And of course, as usual, with all your reviews and ratings, helps reach potential other K-State fans out there who want to get in touch with this podcast and want to listen to the podcast as well and to keep up with the latest around sports. It's been a busy, busy athletic weekend for K-State. We'll get it all here this week on the podcast. So I just want to touch on that real quick. Time to eat. Let's go. Time to wrap up this daily edition of the podcast here. Kind of a weekend recap edition. Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! We'll talk to you this week, coming up the last week of March before we enter into April. Cannot believe it. We're about to approach April here in the state of Kansas. Can't believe it, folks. And we got K-State. We still, even though, yes, the fastball and the changeup now are put in the closet right now. But we have other sports to talk about. We'll talk about it here on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!